it's well recognised that the education system has failed the traveller community in relation to, you know, to young travellers who are going from primary school, heading into secondary school, and the assessment in secondary school is then they can't hardly read or write. Now, who didn't pick that up? If the child goes to school on a daily basis, there's something morally wrong, institutionally wrong. We're not blaming teachers here, we're not blaming, you know, we're saying that the institute itself, the Education Institute, there's something morally wrong. The discrimination or racism that's embedded in the walls and that around regarding my community, the Traveller community, going to school every day, are not making a real potential in terms of heading. Education's everything in life. If you've no education, you know, you're deprived of money, your health, your accommodation, your employment status, your existence in terms of community status. So there's a lot of things there that if your education disadvantage that affects, I suppose, your way in life. David is a lecturer in the ATU at the moment, and he's a lecturer in social care and law. And I was saying, like, imagine him, people going back and saying, Daddy, Mommy, my teacher's a traveller. That changes the dynamics of the conversation around the table instead of saying the anti-stuff about travellers around the table and saying, oh, did you see the you know, the Rock River Road, those gypsies are down the road, or daddy, daddy. No, Mommy, David Friel's a lecturer. He lectures social care on me. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? So these kind of potential employment statuses also changes the lay of the land in terms of relationships with the wider community.